Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Beis. We will begin on Daf Pei Aleph on the Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah, Nitma, if the Korban Pesach became Tomei Sholem when it's still whole, Oy Ruba, or most of the Korban Pesach became Tomei, as we had learned in our previous shiurim, what would be the halacha if the owners of the Korban Pesach became Tomei. Today's shiur begins with the Korban Pesach itself becoming Tamei. And the Mishnah teaches us that if the Korban Pesach, all of it or most of it, became Tamei, Sarfnei Selefnei Abira, even though throughout Shas there is typically a machloikis, what is the definition of the Bira? Here everybody agrees that the definition of the Bira is in front of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a special spot that was called the Beis Hadeshen, right outside of the Azara, where when there's accumulation of ash on the Mizbeach, that's where the ash was taken. And our Mishnah is teaching us that if the Korban Pesach became Tomei, that's where it is burned. Even though the Korban Pesach is Kachem Kalam, and Kachem Kalam, as we learned and will learn, may be eaten anywhere throughout Yerushalayim, still, and therefore it should be allowed to be burnt anywhere in Yerushalayim. Still, the halacha is that if most of it became Tamei, Chazal required that it be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. And as I just said, Rashi Diferi Maskil Nit Masholim explains this, the entire Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. And that is, as I said, the opinion of Reish Lakish in Masechta Zvochim, Daf Kufdal Ramabeis. The Pasuk says, when David HaMelech was mispalo for his son Shlomo, that Shlomo should have the schus of building the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Ulivnois Habira Asher Hechinoisi. Rav Yochanan holds that there was a special spot on the Har HaBayis that was called the Bira. Nitma Meutai, but if just the smaller part of the Korban Pesach became Tamei, the Noiser of Korban Pesach became Noiser after the time that it's not allowed to be eaten anymore, it has to be burnt. There the halacha is, Sarfnei Soi Bechatzrei Seyem, Oy Al Gagei Seyem, they burnt it in their courtyards or on their roofs, Me'atzi Atzmam, from their own wood. Hatzei Korim, the people who were stingy, and they did not want to use their own wood for the burning of the Korban Pesach. Sarfnei Selefnei Abira would burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, Bishvil Hanes Matzei Merocha, that they could use the Atzei Merocha, the wood of the Tzibur, to burn it and not have to use their own wood. Of course, the question is, how could we allow the people to use Atzei Merocha? That's a Merocha Hegdish. And something that's Hegdish, you can't use for your own purpose. So the Halach is, the Rishonim explain that there was a lay Bezdin Masna. Bezdin, when people donated or when they bought for the Atzei Merocha, it was understood that they will be allowed to use the Atzei Merocha for that purpose. And if it's a lay Bezdin Masna that they could be used for that purpose, then the halacha is that there's no problem on Mila Behegdish. There's an interesting question that Tosfos brings up. Our Mishnah spoke about two certain individuals who we allow to use the Atzei Merocha for burning the Korban Pesach. Tzaikonim, people who don't want to spend their money. And we'll see in the Gemara why Chazal were lenient and allow them to use the Atzei Merocha. We're going to speak in the Gemara. We spoke about it once. We're going to speak about it in today's shiur again. People who are guests and therefore don't have their own wood necessarily available. What about other people? How do we look at this heter? So Tosfos says that other people, there is no lay Bezdin Masna. There is no special Bezdin that said we'll be lenient for those people. And those people can't use that to Merocha. The Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam seems to hold that once Chazal were lenient with Leibes the Masna, that they could use these woods, this Atze Merocha, it goes for all people. Even though, indeed, the reason Besdin made this special dispensation was because of these individuals. Well, once Besdin did it, it applies to everybody. Of course, the Chasam Sofer also makes a point that this is not a violation of Loisasakein Lashem Elokeichem, that we're using wood of the Hegdish just for burning something which is possible. He says that included in the Lei Besdin Masna is that the wood, which is supposedly only supposed to be used for constructive purposes, can also be used for other purposes as well. Daruch Haner has a different approach. Daruch Haner says that not all of the wood was only designated to be used for kabbonis. The wood was designated for other purposes as well. And that's the wood that they used for burning under the circumstances that our Mishnah just allowed to burn the Karman Pesach. So we learned in our Mishnah that if most of the Karman Pesach, if all or most of the Karman Pesach got burnt, then the halacha is it should be burned lifnei abeir in the Beis HaMikdash. My Tama, ask the Gemara, what's the reason Chazal said that it should be burnt specifically there? If, as we learned, the Karman Pesach could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, if the Karman Pesach could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, the halacha ought to be that we should be able to burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bachanina Kedei Levaisha. That means we wanted to embarrass them that they weren't careful, as Rashi explains, to prevent the Karan Pesach from becoming Tomei. So we wanted everybody to see that these people weren't careful, and because they weren't careful, the Karan Pesach got Tomei, and that's how they'll get embarrassed, and they'll make sure that in the future, that the Karan Pesach should be treated, or Kabbonis, frankly, should be treated in that type of leniency. But, and we'll speak about this more in a moment, Taisha says, on one hand, we're being strict with them. We're being strict with them, and we're saying that they have to burn the Karan Pesach in a public place, that everybody should see that they were negligent in being careful with the Karan Pesach. But on the other hand, we are being lenient to them and saying that you don't have to bring wood from home. You could use the wood that from the Atzei HaMerocha. So on one hand, we're machmer, and on one hand, we're being lenient. The Rambam says the reason we let everybody use the Atzei HaMerocha when we're requiring them to burn the Karan Pesach in the Bira is because we're concerned Shloi Levayish Misha Enloi, that people shouldn't, if he didn't have wood like that, he won't be embarrassed because we're giving him that Tzimarocha. Another pshat that the Rambam suggests is he says that if people are going to burn on the Bira, in the Beis HaDeshen, people are going to say, and they're going to see that they're using wood, people are going to accuse them that they're not using their own wood. They're going to accuse them that they're using that same merocha. So avoid people accusing them falsely even that they're using Atzei Merocha. Chazal said you could use Atzei Merocha. And therefore nobody's going to say, well, they're doing the wrong thing, that they're using Atzei Merocha. Because the halacha is, you're allowed to use Atzei Merocha. But we learned further in the Mishnah, Nitma Miutai, if only the smaller portion of the Karan Pesach got Tomei, then they burn it in their backyards or on their roofs, and they use their own wood. Ask the Gemara, for many, we learned the Mishnah earlier in our Masechta on Daf, Mem Tesam and Aleph. The Mishnah says, V'chem Yishu Yotzim Rishalayim, somebody left Yerushalayim, V'neska Shiesh B'yosdoi Basa Kodesh, and he remembers he has with him Hegdash meat, Karbonus meat, Kachim Kala meat. And the halacha is that as soon as that meat exits Yerushalayim, even for one moment, it becomes possible. and it has to be burnt in Yerushalayim, which is the place that it's supposed to be eaten. So the halacha is, Rashi explains that Tzoifim was a specific place in Yerushalayim, from outside Yerushalayim, from where you could see the Beis HaMikdash. And if somebody passed that spot, we're going to see you could burn it wherever you are. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it's hard to explain that Tzoifim is speaking about a specific spot, because that means you exited Yerushalayim only in one direction, that you passed that specific town called Tzoifim. And therefore, Tosfos explains the word Tzoifim means to see, and that if you left Yerushalayim and you're still in any direction where Tzoifim, you can't see Yerushalayim, you can't see the Beis HaMikdash anymore, the halach is sarfa b'koymai. You could burn it in your wherever you are. And even though the halach, as we just said, that you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim, under these circumstances, to burn it, you could burn it wherever you are. If Midaraisi is supposed to burn it wherever in Yerushalayim, how could have Chazal been lenient and say it's not required? So that's why Tosfos, this is Tosfos back on Daf Mem Tes, has a different approach. And Tosfos says that Kachi Kachim have to be burnt in Yerushalayim. Kachi Kachim that must be burnt in Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim do not have to be burnt in Yerushalayim. But Chazal required that Kachim Kalim should also be burnt in Yerushalayim, where they may be eaten. However, even though Chazal said that we have to eat Kachim Kalim only in, we have to burn Kachim Kalim only in Yerushalayim, Chazal were lenient that if somebody left so far away from Yerushalayim, then the halacha is that he could burn it wherever he is and doesn't have to return Yerushalayim. And that's the way the Chasam Sofer says, really, that Rashi agrees as well. Vimlaf, however, if they did not leave Yerushalayim to such a far distance, the halacha is, you should go back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it Matzah Merocha. So we see from here, asked the Gemara, that even if you have a small portion of the meat of the carbon, you burn it from the Atzah Merocha. But our Mishnah says that only if all or most of the meat got tamei, that's when you have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash from the Atzah Merocha. But if it's just a small portion, you could burn it on your roof, on your backyard, from your own wood. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama bar Kokhba lo kasha. Can that the Mishnah that says that we go back to Yerushalayim is talking about Chesnoi. He doesn't have his own home. He doesn't have his own wood. And that's why we let him go back for the smallest part of the carbon to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Bira, from the Atzei Merocha. Can, whereas our Mishnah is speaking about Bebal Abayis, who lives in Yerushalayim. So Baruch Hashem, he lives in Yerushalayim, he has wood in Yerushalayim. So of course he shouldn't go back to the Bira, he should burn it in his property from his own wood. Rapapa says, Hava ha. Both our Mishnah and that Mishnah are speaking about Achsnoi, a person who doesn't live here. Can, the Mishnah that speaks about somebody who lives in Shalayim and who has the Keg, the Shmid, is talking about Sheikh Zubik Derech. He's already traveling. And therefore, we told him, since you already make you go back from where you were, we're going to be lenient and let you use Atzei Merocha. Can, our Mishnah is speaking about a person, Shloyech Zubik Derech. He's not traveling. He's still at home. And since he's at home, why should he go to the Beis HaMikdash to burn from the Atzei Merocha? The halacha, he should burn it at home and use his own wood. Rezid Amar, Lo'elam Kriyam Yikara. We go back to the original Teretz. Kam Beschnai, Kam Balabayis. And we can't explain that Chazal were only Mekel when somebody was on the road. Vavakav to Lo'elam Kriyam Yikara. Even if he hasn't already begun to travel. If he's a chsnoi, if he's a guest, so a guest doesn't come with wood to Yerushalayim to be oil regal. Kivin de Esle Eitzim, since he doesn't have his own, kivin d'lesle, he doesn't have his own wood, so he is treated like the tzaikonim. That just like we learned in the Mishnah, the Chazal allowed the tzaikonim always to use the marocha, atze marocha, the person who's on the traveling, who doesn't have wood readily available to him, is in that category. The Tanan, as we just learned in our Mishnah, Hatzaikonim Sarfanai Soil of Nayabira, Tzaikonim, even if it's just a small portion of the Karm Pesach got Tomei, they were allowed to burn it on, from the Atzim Rocha and the Fnei Abira, Bishvila Hanisman Atzim Rocha. Here too, for these individuals, we are lenient and we tell them that you don't have your own wood, you'll always be able to use the Atzim Rocha. So Rashi explains that Rapapa, that's the way we learned the Gemara, that Rapapa was coming to argue on Rav Chama Bar Okva, that Rav Chama Bar Okva allowed every Echsnoi to go back to the Bira and burn from the Atzmi Racha, and Rapapa only allowed that for somebody who was Yotzla Derech, but if he wasn't yet Yotzla Derech, we were not lenient, came along Rav Zvid to say that Yotzla Derech, that we were Mekel, and even Lo Yotzla Derech were Mekel, and the reason we're Mekel is because, as we just explained, he doesn't have wood available because this is not where he lives. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Bo, L'Savim Chatzur, Seyem Matzim Rocha, if these people who are allowed to burn the Korban Pesach wanted to burn it in their backyards on Natsim Rocha, ain't shame lahem. We don't let them get away from it. Similarly, let's say, as we started the Mishnah, all of the Korban Pesach, or most of the Korban Pesach got Tomei, that the Mishnah said that the Korban Pesach got, that the Korban Pesach should be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash from Atzim Rocha, and they say, no, we're prepared to do it in our backyards, on our roof. No, the halacha is, they have to specifically go lifnei habira, they have to go to the beira, umatzi atzmon, or they want to use their own wood, in shem lehem. Says the Gemara, bishlama, the first halacha, that we said that the tzaikonim must go to the Beis HaMikdash, and burn it, matzi marocha, if they want to say that they want to use Atzim Rocha, but they don't want to go to the Beis HaMikdash, we won't allow them to do so. Because we need to be concerned. So maybe they're going to have leftover Atzim Rocha. And yes, as we learned in our Mishnah, Chazal allowed the Atzim Rocha to be used for burning the Korban Pesach, the Tamid Korban Pesach, even when it's just a small amount, because we were worried, as we learned in the Mishnah, about this Tzaikonim not burning it otherwise. But here we're worried, if we're going to allow it to burn it in their homes, also by the day to color, they're going to come use that wood afterwards for their own purposes. Ela lefnei abir matzei atzmam, if the second halacha, that somebody nitma rubaya kulon, that we say that he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash to burn it. And we're also saying that he has to use Atzim Rocha. Why must he use Atzim Rocha? Why can't we let him use his own wood? My Tamaloi. Answers the Gemara. Rapapa, Rav Yosef Amar Shloi Levayis Misha Enloi. We're concerned that we're going to allow such people to use their own wood, and other people will not be allowed to use their own wood. We're going to be embarrassing the people who can't afford to bring their own wood. And of course, there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from this Gemara. On one hand, why is the halacha that we have to burn it in the bira in a public way? So as we explained, we want to be mevayish them, the Gemara said, because you weren't careful in making sure that the Korban Pesach doesn't become tamei. But at the same time that we're worried about this individual, and we want to embarrass this individual and say, look at this individual, he wasn't careful, and the Korban Pesach became tamei, his Korban Pesach became tamei. The same time we're also worried about this individual. Well, maybe he doesn't have his own ability to get wood, And because he doesn't have his own ability to get wood, we'll allow him to use that simmer. We want everybody to use that simmeracha to make sure that this person who can't afford it is not embarrassed. Chazal was so balanced in their decisions. On one hand, that they wanted to be mevayish, and on the other hand, we should not be mevayish. And the Sefer Chassidim in Sima Kuf Lametes teaches us, Im Shemata Ish Achad Melamed Tosla Tamidoi. If you hear somebody giving a shir, and you hear somebody saying the wrong pshat in a Gemara, Loitamed Tos Ata Oimer, don't publicly say you're making a mistake. Im Hu's Baish Bezeh, if that will cause him embarrassment, El Tadei Ulech Mekroiv Lahava, let figure out the most elegant, delicate way to let him know, but not embarrass him. And the Mishnah Chassidim explains that the basis for this halacha that the Sefer Chassidim teaches us is our Gemara, that even though we see that our Gemara says we want to be mevayish the person, we have to be extremely careful when the halacha allows us to be mevayish a person. And we have to be extremely sensitive how much yes, and more important, how much no. And in fact, the Gemara Masechet Sota says, "Mnei mat tikna tefila v'lachash." Why did Chazal say that whenever we are mispalel, we should be mispalel quietly? The people who are going to be mispalel and they're going to say things that shouldn't be said publicly, people that may be davening, and if they're davening out loud, they may pronounce the words improperly. We're concerned about that as well. Rav Amma, the reason that we didn't allow people to use their own wood in the Beis HaMikdash in the Bira, because we're concerned with Bnei Chashad. Because let's say somebody's going to bring his own wood to that Bira, and he's not going to need to use all of that wood. If he's not going to need to use all of that wood, so it's his wood, he could take his wood home. But people will see him taking his wood home and not realize that it's his wood that he's taking home. They're going to think that he used that same marocha, and that he's taking that same marocha, which of course belongs to Hegdish, which you could use when Chazal allowed you to use it, but otherwise, of course, you may not use. And because of that chashad, we said, just use that same marocha and use it what you need, and of course, don't take any home. So our Gemara just taught us a new halacha, a concept which we have in many places in Shas. And that's the concept of chashad. And Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein Shlita here has a discussion that this concept of mei chashad is something that Chazal have to establish. He gives two examples. He gives an example of two different halachas where it would seem that the halacha ought to be the same. Yet in one place, Chazal were concerned with mei chashad, and another place, Chazal were not concerned for chashad. He says, if somebody has a home which is on two different sides of the street, there are walls on two different sides of the street, the halacha is a chanukah, he has to light menorah on both sides. The reason? Shem chashada. We're concerned if somebody's going to walk by the home, they're going to think that he didn't light chanukah candles. He doesn't. Why is there no menorah here? So both sides should have a menorah. On the other hand, he says, the halacha is that if somebody walks by a shul, he has to go in to daven if it's the time when people are davening. But the halacha is that let's say this shul has two entrances, then we don't make him go into the shul. Because people are going to say, well, he's not using this entrance. He's using a different entrance. And Chazal were not worried for chashad. So the question is, when were Chazal worried for chashad, and when were Chazal not worried for chashad? So the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Ches wants to differentiate between when we see something wrong, there is no menorah here, versus we're walking by the shul, he hasn't done really anything wrong if he could go through the entrance. It's a difficult differentiation. If we're worried that what people are going to say and what people are going to think, it really ought not to make a difference. So because of that, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein issues a very interesting psak. Of course, we know that a person has to be careful to check his mezuzahs on a periodic basis, twice in 7 years. So if somebody takes off his mezuzahs to have them checked, and now I walk by this person's house, so it looks like this person doesn't have mezuzahs on his house. Of course he has mezuzahs. He just took them off today to take them to the cipher to be checked. So Rav Zilberstein wants to suggest that the halacha, that the person who takes down the mezuzahs should take the mezuzah. So the halacha, of course, is that it's mutter to take down the mezuzah. If that's what you're supposed to do, check him, that's fine. But he wants to suggest that you should take the mezuzah out of the mezuzah case to take it to the cipher, but leave the mezuzah case on the door so that people walk by, they don't know that there's no mezuzah in the mezuzah case. They see a mezuzah case and they will not come, chas v'shalom, to accuse you that you don't have mezuzahs on your door. So our Gemara has given two reasons why Chazal were said that if somebody's burning for whatever reason his Tamei Diga Karan Pesach at the Bira, he must use Datsa Merocha. One was because Shloi Levayish, and one was Ramnei Chshad. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the Nafgamina between those two Pshatim? Answer the Gemara, Ikvenayu, the Isaac kind of a Chiyusa. He brought different types of wood, the Lechazi Lamarocha, that can never be used for Marocha. So if the concern is Mabnei Chashad, so there's no that he's take when he takes it home, nobody's going to accuse that this is Atzim Marocha that he's taking home, because this could never be Atzim Marocha. But if the concern is Mabnei Shaloi Levayish, not to embarrass somebody who can't afford to use his own wood, that's applicable here. That concern applies by all wood. Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Tamid, Rosh Hamaimed. The Gemara in Masechta Tamid, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara in Masechta Tainus teaches us that every week there used to be individuals, Yisraelim, who would come to the Beis HaMikdash to stand there as the Kabbanos were brought. And there were 24 Mamadas, just like for the Kohanim, there were 24 Mishmeres. So the Mishnah teaches us there, the Rosh HaMaimed HaYimamed HaTameim, if somebody became Tamei that week, he would put them al Shar HaMizrach, he would place them at the Shar HaMizrach, that everybody should see that he, as we're going to see in a moment, that everybody should see that he became Tamei. Rashi explains that the Shar HaMizrach was the eastern entrance of the Harabais. As Tosis points out, of course it's in a place where people who are Tamei could go in there. But the Ravid explains that they were put by the Shar Nikner, and that the Aloch is that by the Shar Nikner, people who are Tamei may be there. My Tama. So why was that done? Asked the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef Kedei Levayshin. Here you're supposed to do the Avodah, and you became Tamei, so we want to publicize that we want to publicly embarrass you. Rav Amar, Nechshad. We're concerned that people will see that they're not doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. People are going to say that these Kohanim don't want to come to the Beis HaMikdash to do their Avodah. They want to stay at home and be able to go to their regular jobs. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the difference between these two Pshatim? Answers the Gemara, Ike Benayu, Mefanki. That the people who got Tamei are people who don't work anyway. So if they don't work, nobody's going to accuse them that they didn't come to do their Avodah because they want to stay home to do their regular jobs. They don't have regular jobs. But if the concern is, if the reason is Kedei Levayisham, so then it still applies in such individuals as well. Inami, another way of explaining the Nafkamina, is to Kegol Shishura, that their job is to make ropes. It's a job that is not a very well-paying job. So if the reason is that we're worried that people are going to say he didn't come because he wants to earn money, he isn't earning that much money anyway. But if the concern is, the point is Kedei Levayisham, then the halacha is that we do it for any person. Says the Mishnah, Pesach Shiyotza. If the Pesach was taken out of Yerushalayim, which we said that the place where the Kohen Pesach may be eaten, is only in Yerushalayim. And that's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. The Rambam, however, explains that it's talking about that the Kohen Pesach was taken outside of the home of the Chabura that is participating in this Kohen Pesach, that the Torah Kedosha says regarding the Kohen Pesach, Loitotzi min habayis, that you're not allowed to take the Kohen Pesach out of the home where it's going to be eaten. The Tzaddik Yisroel has a very difficult pshat, has a very difficult time understanding the pshat of the Rambam. Because the Rambam's, the halacha of Loisotzi min habayis only applies on the night of Kohen Pesach. Now our Mishnah is going to teach us that this Kohen Pesach that was taken out of the right place should be immediately burned. But if the lav of Loitotzi min habayis only begins and applies on the night of Pesach, the halach is that a carbon Pesach becomes posel no matter what the circumstances are, and not supposed to be burnt on Yontif. They're supposed to be burnt only on Chol HaMoed. So how does our Mishnah say that you could burn it on immediately? So the Dvar Shmuel wants to suggest that even though the halach is the noiser may not be burnt on, to explain the opinion of the Rambam, the even though the halacha is that if a Karm Pesach becomes nicer, as we learned and will learn, it may not be burnt on Yontif, you have to wait for Chalamoid. If the Isser is a different Isser, our Isser of Loisoytzim and Abayis, that Isser, you could, that's what happened to the Karm Pesach, it may be burnt even on Yontif. So again, we're going to learn like Rashi learns, a Pesach Shiyotza, a Pesach that was taken out of Yerushalayim, or Shenitma, or became Tamei. Again, according to Rashi, all of this happened on Erev Pesach. Yisarif Miyad. It should be immediately burnt. However, Nitmu Balum, if the owners of the Karm Pesach became Tamei, or Shemesu, and or they passed away, so then the disqualification, as we're going to learn and have learned, is not an inherent disqualification in the carbon itself, but rather it's a disqualification, outside disqualification, something happened to the owner, the loch is tuba tzurasai. And many times when we speak about tuba tzurasan, there's a big machlokes rishonim, how to understand what tuba tzurasan means. Rashi explains that it should be left overnight and then be burnt the next morning. Tosfos learns that you don't even have to wait the whole night. You could wait even part of the night, then, and that's good enough. And the Rambam learns that tuba tzurasa means that you have to let the carbon decompose. The Yerushalmi also teaches us that nitmo balum or shemesu tuba tzurasa, that's only in a case if the entire group who registered on this Karban Pesach became Tamei or Rachman Slon died. But let's say you had a group and there were members of the group that unfortunately became Tamei or unfortunately passed away. The halacha is that the other surviving members of the group get the share of these people. And therefore this halacha of Nitmu Abalim or Shemesu would only apply if the entire group with Nitmu or Mesu. And the halacha is that you'd have Ubetzura and it should be burnt on Shisha Asr. There's a machloikis Rishonim. When on Shisha Asr does it have to, when does it have to get burnt on Shisha Asr? Tosfos' opinion is that you have to wait to Shisha Asr, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, till the morning of Chol HaMoed. The evening, even though it's already not Yontif, it's already Matzah Yontif, you shouldn't burn it until the morning. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam's opinion is that it could be burnt in the morning, in the evening as well. Rabbi Yochanan Breukheimer, Avzeh, even when this is what happened to the Karim Pesach, the halach is Yisarif Miyad, could be burnt immediately in Erev Pesach, Lefishayin Lo'echlam, because here we have a Karim Pesach that nobody can eat from. If the entire group became Tamei, or if the entire group became Tamei or passed away, so there's no one that could eat from this Karim Pesach. Since there's no one that could eat from this Karim Pesach, it should be burnt. And as I saw the Meiri explains, that what's the basis for the machloikis between Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan Breuker? It goes back to a discussion that we had previously. If the achilas Pesach, if the eating of the Karban Pesach Makiv is absolutely essential. If we hold that the eating of the Karban Pesach is absolutely essential, so Rabbi Yochanan Breuker's opinion is very understood, because now I have no one that can eat from the Karban Pesach, so it's inherently disqualified, and Yisaref Miyad. But if we hold that achilas Pesach is loy Makiv, then so the eating is not essential. So even though there's no one that's going to be able to eat from this Karban Pesach, and it will have to be burnt, it can't be considered a psul haguf that should be burnt immediately. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Tomei, the halacha is, if the Karban Pesach, frankly, any carbon becomes Tomei, it should be burnt. Ksiv, the Torah teaches us, V'sbasa shiiga b'chol Tomei, lo yo'ochol b'eish yisarf, it has to be burnt. Ask the Gemara, however, Eloyotzi, how do we know that a carbon that was taken past where it's allowed to be, that if it gets taken to that place, it must be burnt. Menolon. From where do we know that halacha? Answers the Gemara. The day of this eighth day of the Meluim, where they were preparing, inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And on that day, they brought three Seirei Chatas. One was the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The other one was the Sor of Nachshon and Menadov, who was the Nossi of Shevet Yehuda. We know on that day, every one of the Shvatim brought a carbon, a Nesiim, starting with Chodesh Nissan, started bringing Kabanas. And the third was that there was a special carbon Chatos that was supposed to be brought that day. And Moshe found out that Aaron and his surviving children, Nadav and Avihu, passed away that day, and we were left with a loss of a summer, had burnt the seer Rosh Chodesh and not eaten them. And Moshe Rabbeinu was upset, and he says to them, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, why did you burn it? And he started to ask them, were there any disqualifications that caused that it should be required to be burnt, that's why you burnt it? The pasuk says, "Hein lehuves tam al kodesh pnima." Amay mashla haron, madu lechatim sechatus. Why didn't you eat the chatus? And he said to them, "Shemen nichnas tam lefnai lefnim." Maybe you took it into the Beis Hamikdash. And the Rishonim point out that even though the Gemara says lefnai lefnim, it doesn't mean specifically the kodesh hakodashim. Even if it's taken into the kodesh, the halacha is the karmel chatus becomes disqualified. Amlo lav, of course not. Amlo shem chutz mechitzasa yasa. Maybe you took it outside of the azara, where the chatas may never be taken outside of the azara. Amlo lav, to which they also said, of course not. But kodesh haisa, it remained in the kodesh all along. Amlo, so now Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, iba kodesh haisa, if it was remain in the kodesh, v'hein lo duva, v'hein lo huva estama al kodesh pnima, and you were of course careful not to take it into the Beis Hamikdash either, which is a way to disqualify carbon chatas. So then, madu lo yichaltem esoy, why did you eat it? Why didn't you eat it? But what do we see from here? Mechlal di nafka, had it been taken out of the azara, or inama ayal dama lefnim, or if its blood would have been taken into the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan, then he would understand basreifahi that it must be burnt. So says the Gemara, bishlam nitma dalach, that if a carbon becomes tamei, it must be burnt, because as we said before, gali rachmana bekatchim kalim, the Torah taught us by kachim kalim that if it becomes tamei, it must be burnt, and koshkein bekatchim kachim that the halacha should be like that by kachim kachim. Ela yoytze, but the halacha that a carbon that's taken out of the place where it's allowed to be, the carbon chatas that we're speaking about, where were we talking about? We're speaking about kachim kachim. So there we see that the halacha is that if it's taken out of the kachim kachim, it must be burnt, from this dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. However, kachim kalim, how will we know, which is what we're talking about in our Mishnah, that kachim kalim that are taken out from where they're allowed to be, menolon, how do we know that they have to be burnt? Vesu, hadatanya, the Brisa teaches us, lon doma, if somebody did not do the zrikas adam of a carbon until the shkia, or if you have a situation, nishpach doma, if the blood got spilled before the zrika, or you have a situation, the blood was taken outside of the Azara, the Kaimelon, that in all these situations, the halacha is besreifa, that the carbon should be burnt, here too asks the Gemara, Menolon, that it has to be, that it has to be burnt. Nafkalon answers the Gemara, all of these questions are learned from what Rav Shimon taught us, the Tanya of Shimon Omer. The Pasuk says, from here we see al chatas that a carbon chatas that gets disqualified. Where must it be burnt? Only, but this pasuk only teaches us al zubavad that this halacha only applies by carbon chatas. Sharp sule kachikachim, other disqualifications, or emure kachim kalim menaim that they must be burnt as well. Tamaloimer. The pasuk says v'chol. The pasuk began with the word v'chol, as we read. But kodesh be'esh tesarif comes to teach us that all disqualifications get burnt. But ask the Gemara that this pasuk is talking about a chatos, which is a kachikachim. Ask a chon kachikachim. Kachim kalim and nalon. How do we know that this halacha applies by kachim kalim as well? Ella, the way to understand the pasuk, kol shepsula b'kachim b'kodesh, any kodesh that becomes Tamei b'sreifa must be burnt, and that halacha applies loishna kachim kalim loishna kachim kachim. Gemara gemirale. There's halacha moshe Sinai v'chatas the aron that got burnt as we started. M'shemayse shahaya kachaya. There was a special situation as we're going to learn that caused that it should require to be burnt. Ask the Gemara. L'tana de bei Rabba Baravua. Dama figel pigel. That carbon that came posel because of pigel. That the Kohen, when he brought the carbon, had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi. And it's certainly a carbon which is possible with the raisa. The halacha is tan ibitzura. You don't burn it immediately. You have to do ibitzura, menolon. From where does he learn that halacha? Yalef, he learns oven minoiser. That just like by noiser, you burn the noiser only the next day, because it only becomes noiser the next day. And especially if we're learning like Rashi, that the definition of Ibitzur is that we wait for the next day. So now we understand that just like the Noisers only burnt the next day, so too all of these disqualifications are only burnt the next day. But ask the Gemara, the nail of Avon Avon Mechat Staron, that just like Aaron's carbon that we're learning about got burnt immediately, so too any disqualification, the carbon should be burnt immediately and not wait for Ibitzurah. Amalach answers the Gemara, Chatas the Aron Kegavna, the disqualification that happened to the carbon Chatas of Rosh Chodesh by Aaron, Nami Ubitzur Doris Bayi. Says Tana de Bei Rabbi Avua, I hold that that situation always would require Ibitzur as well. Why did they burn it over there immediately? It was a special situation. So ask the Gemara, Hash to Damrinan. Now that we're saying that kol psulei kodesh b'sreifa, that whenever carbon becomes posel, that was the first opinion, Rav Shimon's opinion. Loishna kachim kachim, loishna kachim kalim is a gemara gemerle. It's something that we learned from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So then the pasuk b'kodesh b'esh tesarif lomeli. I don't need the pasuk. I have halacha l'moshe m'sinai that it should be burnt. Answers the gemara that pasuk. Haomi Bailei is coming to teach us not that it should be burnt. The fact that it should be burnt, I learned from the Halacha L'moshe m'sinai. But where it should be burnt, Shishfafsa B'Kodesh, it should be burnt in the Azara. The Pasuk speaks, we quoted at the beginning, the Pasuk by Kachim Kalim that speaks, that got Tomei, that the Pasuk says, V'abasa Shiyiga B'Kol Tomei, L'yoychel B'Eish Yisarif, L'Omeli. Why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that halacha? If now we're learning that any carbon that got tamei, we have to burn, so that's included. Why do we need a special pasuk that kachim kalim that got tamei must be burnt? Answers the Gemara. Hahu l'gufa yitzruch. We need that pasuk to teach us the halacha by kachim kalim. Because sakadat chamina, ko psule kodesh. What is the definition of psule kodesh? Kigon shalon doma. If you didn't do zrik sadam on the day of the shechita, or v'nishbach doma, the blood got spilled out, and you can't do the Zrika Saddam. Or Yotzadoma, the blood was taken out the Azara. Or Nishchabet Alayla, it was burnt by night, which of course no avoider can be done by night. That's where I would say this b'sreifa, they have to be burnt. The lesson b'chulim. These are disqualifications that aren't applicable by a regular piece of meat. Aval nitma b'chulim, nami misal. By chulin, it becomes possible. And even though, of course, you're allowed to eat chulin that's tamei, but there is a concept of tumma b'chulin. Or other Rishonim explain, chulin here doesn't mean specifically chulin. It could mean truma meiser, which of course we know that if truma meiser become tamei, we may not eat them. So hoyelvis avdebe uvdu de chulin. Since their disqualification is not such a strong is a disqualification which is not limited to Kodesh, emloi to buy a sreifa, their sreifa is not required, but tizgalei b'kvura, kvura should be enough, kamash malon, that no, even in these disqualifications that are applicable by chulin, you have to do specifically sreifa, nothing else. So you learned in the Mishnah, nitmu balu shemesu, if the owners became tamei or they passed away, tubitz rosin. Amar Rabbi, and Rabbi Yochanan Groyka disagreed, and he said, no, it should be burnt. Amar Rabbi Yosef, machloikis, shenitmu balam achaz rika. Where do we have this machloikis? That if the owners became tamei after the zrika of the Korban Pesach, the schazei abosel achila, that there was a proper zrika sadam, and therefore the Korban Pesach at one point was 100% fine, and then it begat posel. That is what the Tanakhama says is not considered a psula guf, and since it's not a psula guf, the loch is tubitz rosin. Avel nitmu balam fnei zrika. If we'll have a situation that the owners became tamei before the zrika, so here we the carbon was never a valid carbon. There even the Tanakhama will agree that you divrei akol yisarf miyad. Ask the Gemara. Meisvei, the Brisa says, Zeh klal, kol she psul begufoy, whenever the psul in the carbon is inherent to the carbon, the loch is yisarf miyad. But dam, where the psul is in the blood, or in the balam, the loch is tubit surasun, let whatever that means, and then yetzul beis asreifa, it's taken out to the beis asreifa. So the Gemara is comparing, Ketani, says the Gemara, balam dumme de dam. We're connecting the disqualification with the owner to the disqualification with the blood. Madam, it has to be lefnei zrika, because after the zrika, the dam can no longer become possible. Af balam is lefnei zrika. And we're learning still that even though it was before zrika, under certain circumstances, we require ibitzura and not sreifa, says the Gemara. On the contrary, Eliat hachitma, mechlekes shenit mebalam lefnei zrika. If the owners became tummy before the zrika, so since the owners became tummy for the zrika, this carbon was never a good carbon. The havelay psula begufa, that's considered a psula begufa according to Rabbi Yochanan Breika, and that's why he says yisarf miyad. The Tanakhama disagrees. He says since it's a psula in the balam, the halacha is that it requires ibitzura. Aval nitma balam la'achas zrika. If you have a situation that the balam only became tummy achas rika, so we had a point, the schazi bosel achila, where the carbon was edible, there halacha is divrei akol psula machmas tava achar, and everybody will agree by ibitzur, even Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, even l'achas rika, if the balam became tummy after the zrika, still there's going to be a machloikis, Tanakam is going to say ibitzura, Rabbi Yochanan Breika is going to say sreifa. Says the Gemara, as Rabbi Yochanan tamei, this is Rabbi Yochanan consistent with his opinion elsewhere. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Breika and Rabbi Nechemya Amad Devar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan Breika and Rabbi Nechemya agree. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Breika had a moron, that carbon whose owners died and became tamei, Rabbi Yochanan Breika taught us in the Mishnah, should be burnt. Rabbi Nechemya Mahi, the Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya Aime, going back to the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Chodesh Nissen with Aaron. Why was it burnt? Because they came and honored him, because Nadav and Avihu were passed away, and their brothers became honored him, and they weren't allowed to eat those karbonas, so there was nobody to eat the carbon, and that's why it was burnt. Lekach nemar, and in fact, that's what the pasuk says, that Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tikre'ene oisi ke'ela, v'achalti chatas hayoyim, hayita be'enem Hashem. I'm an oinen, and that's why I can't eat it. And since I couldn't eat from the carbon, I burnt it. Ask the Gemara, v'aninus, if we think about the disqualification of aninus, it should always be considered like lachas rika. Because even if Aaron's children had passed away before the zrikas adam, the halacha is you could still do the zrikas adam. The only thing you can't do is eat it. And here, and when was it burnt? It was burnt to chistar flalta. So we see that even when the psul is in the bailim, it's burnt immediately. Rabbi Moisef, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And Rabbi adds that Rabbi Yosef Aglili also is of the opinion that if the psul is a psul in the bailim, it should be burnt immediately and not ibitzura. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Aglili in Omer. Kola inyan kula. The impasuk that says v'cholchatus ashiyudu yuva medama al oil moed l'chapa b'kodesh loisoichel be'esh tesarif. We spoke about that pasuk teaching us that a karmachatus that's brought into the base of mikdash must be burnt. Enim adaber el beparam anisrafim or besirim anisrafim. These are karmachatus that you have to bring into the base of mikdash and do the zrikas adam in the base of mikdash to teach us. Lisra Suleima Beis Abira, that if they become disqualified, they're burnt at the Beis Abira, not like the Parim and the Srafim that didn't become disqualified, that we learned that they are burnt outside the Beis Amigdash. Litin Laisasa Lachilasam, and the Torah comes to teach us that the Parim, Asirim, and the Srafim, you're not allowed to eat. Amaloi, so it comes to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That this pasuk is talking about, that according to you, that this pasuk is talking about a chatas pnimi that got pasul, chatas shenichnas dam lefnai lefnai menayim. We said that pasuk is really coming to teach us about a karma chatas that was taken into the base of Migdash. From where will we know that that also becomes disqualified? Amalahen, we learn from the pasuk that we just spoke about by the conversation of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, where he said, hein lo huves dama al knedesh pnima. Moshe Rabbeinu interrogated Aaron and asked him, did the carbon chattas come into the base of Mikdash? Mechlau, the nafik, that if it would have gone in, inama, if it would have been taken out of the Azara, or inami yael dama, if it would have been brought into the Kaidish, I would understand that's besreifa. So we see that he learns from there, from the carbon Aaron, that the halacha is that any carbon chattas that's taken in or out of where it's allowed to be, the halacha is it has to be burnt. And here we're talking just about the dam. And we're saying that even though a psul in the dam requires burning, the same thing he's going to learn, that psul bailim requires burning and not ibitzura. Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't count Rabbi Yosef Aglili as one of the opinions that agrees with Rabbi Yochanan Breiker of Nechemya, that says that it should be burnt and not ibet surah, sava dam abasa chada milsehi, that a psul dam is considered psul aguf. Bailim, however, milsachritihi. What were we saying? That we're connecting the psul of the dam and the psul of the bailim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, dam and basar are all part of the carbon. So whatever's the halacha on the basar is the halacha on the dam, or vice versa. But when we speak about the bailim, they're not the carbon itself. And therefore you can't learn the halacha when the disqualification is in the bailim from when the disqualification is in the dam or in the basar.